I'm John Stewart Gordon, the Benjamin Atmore Hewitt Associate Curator of American Decorative Arts. As we walk around museums, we think about the objects on view and the artists who made them, but we aren't often asked to think about how those objects got to the museum in the first place. For example, how did Yale come to own this amber-colored flask? The answer to that question introduces us to one of the overlooked figures in the history of collecting. Many of the objects in this exhibition were given to the gallery by Yale alumnus Francis P. Garvin in honor of his wife, Mabel Brady Garvin. It was an immense gift, numbering almost 10,000 pieces of American furniture, silver, prints, paintings, and glass. To build this extraordinary collection, Garvin relied upon the advice of many experts who guided his acquisitions and often made purchases for him. His advisor for glass and the person who purchased this flask in front of you was Rhea Mansfield Niddle, a prominent scholar and dealer of American decorative arts. Although she is largely unknown today, her 1927 book, Early American Glass, was a seminal text in the field for many years. Niddle was born and raised in Ohio, and she had a particular fondness for Ohio-made objects like this flask. She discovered it in Chicago in March of 1930 and was captivated by its near-circular proportions and large size. She excitedly purchased it for Garvin's collection. After Garvin donated his collection, he sent Niddle to Yale to create the gallery's first installation of American glass. She instructed the curators on which objects she thought were the best, and she also insisted on cleaning the glass herself and recommended that the gallery purchase even better exhibition cases. She wanted the installation to teach the students of Yale and visitors to the gallery about the history of glassmaking in America, and that teaching mission continues to this day.